There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
All right, and here we are, back with the Regrettable Podcast. Sponsored by Laura Lindley, attorney at law. She is our title sponsor. She's got 20 plus years of experience. She's located in downtown DeQueen, historic downtown DeQueen, a bilingual office. 642-4462 is the number to call. Prefix area code 870. Licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma.
So, and she's well equipped to be our titular.
Yes.
Sponsor.
More than you realize. Yes.
I was going to say Stormy Daniels was going to actually hire her as an attorney and then saw her and was like, nah.
Not happening.
She got envious and went to Michael Avenatti.
That's right. Is he out of jail yet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks. Is Michael Avenatti a good lawyer?
I wouldn't imagine so.
I'm sure he is. I really think he is.
He seems down and dirty.
He just got a little too dirty on the other side of things. So.
Right. Yeah. So. Well, Laura Lindley, not like that. If she had been representing Michael Avenatti, he might still be on the streets today. but she doesn't represent the bad side. So thank you so much, Laura Lindley, attorney at law on the north side of the courthouse, on the square, in historic downtown DeQueen. Utilize that 20 plus years of experience, divorces and deeds and child custody claims stuff,
probates,
and
probates.
Oh man,
yeah,
this is as much probate
title
as you
opinions
can
grab
onto.
If you own a bank right now and you got a lot of title opinions that need to be done, and your title opinion guy or gal is taking too long,
right?
Laura gets them done quickly.
Get them done. In fact, Jay knows because he has to sleep with her in bed with her little nightlight on, just shuffling papers and reading deeds and stuff.
And writing.
He rolls over, reads the first couple sentences, and just... Yeah.
What you doing over there, baby? I'm litigating.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Is that like a euphemism?
Can we litigate together, you know? Or is this a solo
put some
idea?
Litigation on this ass right now. All right.
She pays for this?
So she is seeing the diminished value over time. Yeah. It's got diminishing returns sponsoring this podcast.
A lot of our listeners actually have to face her.
Yes.
Like in a courtroom setting. You know? They're not utilizing her services. They're being pounded to death by them.
Right. Yeah. But, well, that's because the people on our listeners are usually finding themselves on the dark side of things. Yeah.
Well, hey, if you find yourself in a pinch, if you're in a tight spot and you need to get that kind of attorney too, she can send you to one that she wouldn't want to have to go up against.
Right.
There you go. You know what I mean?
So it's proven our listeners can utilize her services because on the Tiki Boat, we're calling her out. We're shouting her out. And then Johnny's like, I use her for my divorce. She's great.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That
was. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, though, I got to say this. Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ.
This is something I don't know how much you've heard me talk about this too much, but
too much.
Okay, good. Sure. I have found a new side of social media that I didn't know existed, and I'm actually like kind of digging into it a little bit. So last week I talked a little bit about that dude on TikTok who's, and you actually like him a little bit too now, the Cajun grilling man.
Put that on a cracker, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. While we wait, we must hydrate.
Exactly.
And he's always drinking out of something fancy.
He's my hero. A fancy.
Yeah.
It's out of a garden watering jug.
Or bougie like boat. Natty Ice.
Yeah.
A gravy boat.
Yeah, he did. He had Natty Ice and a gravy boat once.
A 5 gallon bucket.
Yeah. He had one. It looked like a carburetor it was like a washer reservoir and a washer hose.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I think he used a oil filter one time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that guy's awesome. So I discovered him, liked him. I said, okay, that's content that seems good.
Yeah, Patrick, so few likes, though. I don't know if you've noticed, like, the guy's, I mean, not what you think he would be.
Right.
Or what he should be.
What he should be. Yeah. That's right.
Good point.
Because
like,
his, a man
who
cuts, videos,
who grills ribeyes and then cuts them up and puts them on cheesy fries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a brave man
that's
right
brave
there.
Man,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, he just did it. He did it.
Yeah. He
with
didn't
no
care.
Worries about being judged for it. It's great. I love that. And then Patrick showed me some Facebook video of some like an online comedian guy or whatever who did that. I didn't vote for Biden. I woke up white.
Oh yeah,
that was great.
That was very funny.
The stay blue, stay black.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. That was. He's like, I'm able to get a cab now.
Yeah.
Oh man.
He's like, I saw a picture of Kim Kardashian. Did nothing for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
He's on the street and a black guy walks by. He's like, I used to be like you, man. It was great.
Yeah.
It was so funny. And so all this stuff that I'm like kind of discovering on social media.
It
and
can
then
be funny, right?
It can be really funny. And this particular thing I wanted to talk about, most unintentionally funny thing I've ever seen in my life. Shannon Briggs, Shannon the Cannon Briggs, an old boxer is going to face Rampage Jackson. And they just took hyping a fight and promoting a fight to an absolutely new level.
And we can expect this out of Rampage.
Yes.
Because I knew, having watched Rampage on TV before, he is a funny, funny guy who cuts up, loves to cut up,
right,
and can really roast you good.
Yeah, and the best part about it is the guy who challenged him had no idea.
Yes.
He had no idea about Rampage. It was like, oh, you got jokes.
Yeah.
It's like, of course he does.
Oh, he's got them.
So they do these Instagram live videos of them just going back and forth.
Because they've got a fight coming up.
They've got a fight coming up.
Oh,
December
I thought it was 4th. Like a pickleball tournament or something.
No.
No. Oh, okay.
No,
right.
No. And it's
no shuffleboard.
No shuffleboard.
No.
They're at that age, though. But it was hilarious. Two guys that are both funnier than I could ever be in my life. Just going back and forth. And and, of course, Shannon the Cannon, his big motto is, let's go champ.
Let's go champ.
And, of course, Rampage is always like, let's go Gramps. Let's go Gramps. I love it. I love it. So I went to Instagram literally to watch these videos and subscribe to them. And then now I'm getting flooded with videos that I can see it, man. I can see it. I've been rejecting social media probably for this reason because I know I'll like not get addicted to it, but I guess, yeah, you know, get addicted to it. The videos are so quick, you know, and there's always a next one right behind it. And
so you are seeing the addiction properties.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Welcome
it's
to the
scary.
Dark side, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's scary.
Took a while.
Yeah.
But welcome.
Welcome. Well, I'm going to make my exit right away. Once that fight's over, I got to like delete my Instagram. But
you'll find something else worthwhile between
it.
Then.
I know it.
I'm sure.
Like, it was the first time I went to, it was like the YouTube, it's like little clips of it being funny. If you want the full thing, go to Instagram. And I was like kind of hovering over the Instagram button, like, what am I going to do? Watched it. Loved it. Nice. There's like five of them. You know, it was probably an hour total of shit talking.
Right.
So very, very funny. But it's like led me down this path now of liking more social media stuff. And I don't know how to feel about it, considering how much, you know, smack I've talked about it.
Hey, it's like, you know, it's like you didn't believe in COVID-19 until your best friend died of it. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, I guess it's real. Okay, maybe that's a bad analogy.
That's a hard one.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. So, I mean, have you ever...
The government gave him COVID-19, okay?
Right.
Come on.
You ever fell into a trap like that? Like where you found one video or something and you can maybe see like how somebody can get so addicted to it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time. I had to fight it all the time. And all social media is, it's like they know that you're right on the razor's edge when it comes to that. So they've been tailoring more and more. I see Facebook has these like short videos like right there when you open up your
your
news feed or whatever that thing is, it's like
your
right
stories.
At the top. Yeah,
stories
or whatever. Yeah,
things that you want to watch, right?
Yeah,
or things
YouTube,
that you would like.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. On I don't know why, but on YouTube, I really only go on there to like listen to audiobooks and then like catch our governor's updates every week. But it always has up, like there was one time there was an update of a game I've never played, Battlefield 4 or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, it was like craziest Battlefield video ever. And I was like, I'll be the judge of that. Watched it. And now like every time I open YouTube, there's like a million of them and I can't help but watch them.
Right.
It's like a video game I've never played. I there's a good chance I may never play it. Yeah. But yeah, it's absolutely, man. Social media, dude, it's just absolutely designed to be so, so addicting.
I thought I was rock steady. I thought nothing would shake me.
Yeah, no, we're all weak, man.
We're all just weak fools.
I watched my first UFC fight because of a Facebook recommended video. It was the one I sent. Now, you had mentioned earlier that comedian who did the "I didn't vote for a Democrat in 2020, so I turned white."
Yeah,
that guy. Right underneath it was a UFC fight, and I went ahead and watched it. And it was this like 600-pound black guy against a 150-pound Japanese guy, and I was like, "Well, let's see how this goes," you know. And I did not feel good afterwards.
Right, you felt a little sick to your stomach, or
confused. Yeah, absolutely. Like I was like really, maybe even depressed is a better word. Yeah,
PTSD.
Maybe a little bit of that, but neither one of them wanted to fight. All I could judge from that situation. I watched some of the clips from the one that y'all were talking about this past weekend. That's what I got, too. I don't know. I like weird feelings watching. Not gay feelings, okay? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you can watch UFC and get gay feelings. That's fine. That's no problem with that. But it was more just like the brutality of mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's blood sport. It's like, you know, gladiator stuff.
But less on the gay feelings. When you're watching a female fight in UFC and they zoom in like on a crotch shot or something, I kind of look away. I almost get embarrassed for them.
Right. Right.
No, I mean, I don't want to be staring at the woman's crotch while she's trying to choke them out. Right. I want to see the choke. Just give me a different angle so I don't feel uncomfortable.
I watched some highlights of that Kyrgyzstan woman, Shevchenko.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Valentina Shevchenko. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm in love with her.
Oh, she's nice.
Oh, yeah.
She's a killer,
with
bro.
It. Yeah.
And she's a killer.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not all going on right there, but I would never tell her that.
Well,
you know.
When you've been punched in the face that many times, though, I mean, split open, you got scars. You know,
she doesn't look like she's ever taken a punch to her face.
Not nearly as many.
Yeah, she looks like she's dodged every punch ever thrown at her.
She's like in the Matrix.
Yeah. I mean, she would literally pound my pelvis into dust. And there's something about that I find really hot.
Death by snoo-snoo. Yeah.
I would get a hip replacement for her. I'll say
that.
Right,
right. Now, I know you watched it. You were telling me about it. You said you don't like how humanity is. Now, the fans, that's what your problem is with, right?
Yeah, man. They were like, they had rabies and stuff. Just frothing at the mouth and yelling and booing. It's like, just let these professionals do their thing, you know? If there was no fans, I would probably watch UFC, you know? But it's a bunch of Dorcas hipster, millennial-aged white dudes just wearing American Fighter t-shirts, and they didn't look like they could fight a wet paper bag, you know?
Right. There's a classic video from an older UFC of, like, they're panning the crowd, and there's this shirtless guy who's just yelling, and he's got "just bleed," like, painted on his chest, you know? And that's, like, the classic UFC watcher, just a foaming at the mouth, you know, frat guy or something like that.
I thought a lot less about Mel Gibson, to be honest, because I guess he was at the there was like a clip where it zoomed in on him real quickly, and he was in the crowd. I guess
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I just had a dream about him. He was like awesome, and then he was like one of the foam frothing idiots out there in the crowd. You know,
was he booing?
I don't know.
Going
what he was
crazy.
Doing. Yeah,
yeah.
He was there with like underage girl or something.
I don't know.
Jeez.
All right. Well,
okay. You have to take that out.
No, no. I know Mel Gibson listens. That's why he likes me so much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. So you
saw you, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're discovering some new media, and you're not sure how to feel about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you're thinking Caitlin might be interested.
Yeah, I think so.
Caitlin, she's a bit of bloodthirsty.
She loves blood sport, you know, and that was like the original UFC, right?
Hey, once she has the youth, once she delivers youth,
she should
come over and start doing some jiu-jitsu.
The what now, Mr. Gambini?
The youth.
What did you say?
You don't want her learning more moves against Patrick.
Absolutely. No.
I've seen Patrick outclassed on the ground. Like,
oh, my gosh. Her ground game is A1.
You get him on his back, he freaks out.
I love it.
He freaks out. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
No, she wraps it. She ties you up like a pretzel. She wraps her legs around you, pins your arms with her legs. And, yeah, you know who else is good? Our stepmom. She used to get full mount on you and then pin your arms down with her knees and tickle you until you nearly piss yourself.
That's hilarious. She tried doing that back when I was like 27 or something. I was like, bitch, I'll knock you out right now. Okay, you try that shit.
27.
Yeah, no, my wife's dangerous, man. She's got these punches, too, that she throws that's all knuckle.
Yeah.
It's all knuckle punches, and I swear it'll give you fever afterwards. Like,
yeah.
She'll punch me in the arm, and I feel like I got 102 degree fever afterwards.
Right.
I don't know what it is about it. I'm sore all over the next day.
She finds the way to the muscle, to the hurt muscle, or like right to the bone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, she doesn't need to be learning any more moves, Jay Lindley, or elsewhere.
Definitely not.
Patrick's going to come in like, do you need to talk, man? You got black eyes.
That's exactly. Yeah. You're all asking, like, should we train her up? Like, no. Okay. I got enough bruises all over me, all right? Yeah.
She's going to start watching the moves or watching the fights and taking down notes for moves like, oh, yeah, that's a cool choke. I'll try that on Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very funny.
She likes the whole, one of her favorite things is like, she learned it from Predator where you like rip a man's spine out of their back and the skull's still attached to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her favorite thing
It's her favorite move.
Yeah. It sucks, let me tell you that, all right?
Yeah. How many times she's done it to you?
Oh, my gosh. Countless. Last night.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the vertebrae tearing out.
You know how hard it is to put that back inside your hand? Right. It's tough, all right?
Just floppy head. Well, yeah. So that was some new media for me. I was very pleased. And now I'm going to try and get rid of it. I'm going to try and get off of it and just go back to, you know, just YouTube.
Want to make $1 billion? What's the next big media coming up?
Oh, man.
Boom.
The next big media, the big announcement.
Predict the TikTok before it comes. You know what I mean? That type of thing. TikTok's the latest, biggest, right? So predict the next TikTok, the next Facebook, the next Twitter, the next Instagram, and you got $1 billion.
Man, I don't even know where to even think. Right. Like what, you know, because it's all about short consumable, you know, stuff. I mean, what's more shorter and more consumable than TikTok?
Yeah, right. That's,
you know, it's kind of just like pictures.
Although I've heard grumbling because they've extended their overall time. From like what it was, 30 seconds minimum or something. Now you can have 60 seconds or something along those lines. And I don't know how long it's been that way, but people are now saying they're going to find something that's even less, like 10 or 15 seconds max.
Like that just ain't right.
I'm like, what the, really? Dude.
Yeah. I remember Vine.
Yeah.
That was funny back in the day, but you know, that just went down the tubes, as they say. And then now TikTok comes out, which is like a different kind of Vine, I guess. It's different.
Basically.
It's basically Vine.
I just have trouble understanding. I see people that spend 8 hours to make a 30-second clip that they put on. I mean, it's monetized, I guess, you know. But, I got too much crap going on to be doing anything like that.
Well, if you were making crazy money from doing TikToks, that would be the crap you got going on.
True. I guess so. But
true. Yeah.
That would kind of suck, too, though.
Like, right.
I just don't know if I'd find a sense of purpose.
Like a video game streamer? I would never want to do that.
I would. I tried it and hated it.
Oh, dude.
Hated it.
You got to, like,
that's what you got to do.
Ridiculous amount of time put in. I mean, if you got to play video games like work, that's not going to be fun at all.
So I have a friend who refuses to listen to this podcast because he says, why would I? I hang out with you guys. Why would I bother? So I'm going to go ahead and talk crap about him since he's not going to listen to this anyways. But he's the kind of, anytime you hang out with him, he's always like, man, could you imagine if just one of us was super rich or something? If we just had like $500,000 extra dollars or something, you know? And that sounds like a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
Like if I was that guy, I probably wouldn't be hanging out with you right now, you know? Just consider that.
I never do my daydreaming out loud either. I don't like to just sit there and be like, man, I just wish I was a, you know, could you
I did that as a kid.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm like chilling with a guy having some beers like on my back, my crappy dilapidated back porch, I guess. And he's like, man, wouldn't it be cool if you were rich and we could have like a nice place to hang out? Like, I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Okay.
That's the thing too. It's always, could you imagine if we had a friend who was like a billionaire? It's never him. It's never him. No, I wouldn't work that hard to get $1 billion.
Yeah, absolutely. He was like, I just wish you had he told me, Patrick, I wish you had your own business and you could like hire me. Like, dude, I would not hire you.
Yeah. Right.
You failed the interview already. Yeah.
So you could then not actually make him do any work and he could just collect a check.
That's his hope.
His idea.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
It's no also reality on what actually makes a small business run.
Right. No. And this is a guy, he does have a little, he's got a little wealth to him. His wife does very well. And he's got a little money he can throw around if he wanted to. And he's been considering starting up a business. He has no idea. I think he wants to start up a pool hall, is what he said. And I'm like, that's, you don't, what do you make 25 cents every time? You know, or what is it, 75 cents to play a game of pool on one of those machines you actually have to put quarters in?
Yeah, he made
no money. And I just suggested to him, I was like, well, you know, I mean, consider taking like a small business class or two. And he's like, why would I do that? He was like, if I have a question, I'll just call somebody else who has a small business and ask them. somebody who's like working themselves half to death. You're going to call them up and be like, so how do I pay my sales tax again?
And they're the ones that took the time to go to that small business class to figure it out so that you can ask them.
Wrong.
You are wrong.
Yeah. But going back to social media is all fun and games until it gets a little personal.
Right.
Sometimes. Ooh. And I think I had told y'all, I got a message on Instagram from a girlfriend I had back when I was like 17, 18, right before I moved down here. And she's a great woman. I think she's turned out to be a really great woman and everything. But I just get like a random message on IG from her that's just like, hey, just got to tell you something. You know, let me know when you have some time to talk or whatever. And I wrote Instagram to take whatever time you need, I guess. And
keep talking.
So I was like, oh yeah, go for it. She didn't holler back at me for like a week, and the whole week, and I've not told Caitlin this at all. This is a test to see if she even listens to the podcast. But I've not told her about it. You know, I was like, oh, do I have AIDS? You know,
do I have
how many kids do I have?
You know,
that I don't know about or whatever. And finally, she writes me back, and she's like, oh, I just want to let you know I found some of the letters that you wrote me, and just want to let you know I never threw them away. I'm just like, No, throw them away.
Yeah.
Go ahead and throw them away. That's fine.
That's cute. You can throw them away.
Yeah.
Was that suck, Preet?
No.
All right.
No.
Do I keep that in?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah. No, suck, Preet's great.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's up to. I need to check her out. See what she's doing these days.
Yeah. So she's trying to play what could have been. She finds your old letters. She looks.
She probably got dumped by a boyfriend or something. Yeah. Just like in kind of. You know, vulnerable.
He found your letters.
Yeah, I found my letters. Yeah.
What the hell? Who's this?
Yeah. I'm glad she didn't like screenshot them and send them to me. I'd probably like thrown up afterwards.
Please throw them, burn them.
I think I was much more sentimental back then than I was now.
Right. Oh, man. Okay.
I had a seventh grade girlfriend that kept all the letters we wrote back and forth.
Forever.
I mean, when they reached out to me on social media and told me,
right,
seventh grade, let's all capital letters written in crayon.
Well, I was learning cursive.
I loved yesterday's episode of the Power Rangers.
Yeah, your PowerPoint presentation. Do you guys remember doing those? Oh no, you're a little too young.
Somebody that we work with sent me a PowerPoint presentation file the other day. Asked me to look over it. Not you. It was somebody else that works here. None of you guys. I laughed. All like, who uses PowerPoint anymore?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, maybe like top-level executives or something. That's, I don't know.
Sure, next slide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This meeting level people.
My computer's Windows XP. Okay.
Yeah.
It was the guy who invented PowerPoint wasn't even born when that operating system came out. So
our PowerPoint includes Miller Lite, not a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
PowerPoint.
Yeah. Or like the classic projector.
Yeah.
With the slides, with those see-through slide things. Oh, those were the worst. I hated when it was projector time.
Yeah, this is also a person who told me that they sold an ad based off their promise that they would clean this business's windows if they bought the ad.
Hey, and if you bought ads from this person, if you're listening right now, you bought ads from this person and you didn't get your windows clean, you might want to call them back and say you got gypped.
Yeah, I caught her trying to shove a 12-foot ladder into her little Kia Sonata afterwards. And that's how I learned the whole thing. I was like, what? I don't know if that's going to fit in there. You know, that car is like a Fisher Price car. All right. That's a man's ladder you're trying to shove in there. And she was like, I know. I just got back from cleaning the windows of a business who bought an ad. And I was like, okay. If I buy an ad, would you re-roof my house for me?
Whatever it takes.
I guess so. Yeah.
Anything for $10.
Wicked Records.
Yeah, I definitely thought, like, this guy could have asked for a lot of things there, homie. And
yeah, exactly. Where do you end it? Where's the end of that?
Fortunately, all I asked was to clean his windows.
Yeah.
Unless that's, I don't know, I'm not
that
up with...
That may be code for something.
Yeah, I'm not up with, like, modern jargon, so...
You gotta... Yeah, I cleaned his windows.
Yeah. Mm, you got him squeaky clean.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I ain't no Hepcat. I don't know if I'm jive with all the sayings nowadays.
Right, right. So.
Wax that Windex.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, it's like, number one in sales, man, you got to believe in what you sell, first off.
Yes,
if they're not, if they're worried
about...
Yeah, that's the product. I mean, yeah, they get advertisements. That's the product.
Yep.
You know, and then secondly, you got to have some dignity or some integrity or something.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
you got to value your time.
Can't be mowing lawns. And then the guy's just standing there holding a beer, watching you, arms crossed, just laughing. Like, I can't believe I got her to do this.
It's like, do it topless next time.
Yeah. When is that going to start? Or when does it stop?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll tell you this, Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochtown Distilling Company, the Speakeasy, you recorded there last night.
Spent a little too much time there last night. Yes.
Oh, did you really? How'd that go?
It went well.
Good. So our sister podcast, hosting Hochtown, you can find it wherever you found this one.
did your folks come through this time?
Yes. Good. Yes. Everybody rolled through, and we had a great long extended podcast.
Nice.
I'll do a lot of editing today.
Right. Well, great friends of the Regrettable podcast over at the Speakeasy there that make the best bourbon you done ever done drank.
We done ever done tried today.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They fuel our podcast.
That's right.
So we want to do one at the Speakeasy here coming soon. We're looking at doing one at the Tiki Bar as well. So yeah, quickly, Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochtown Distilling Company, thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. This is all leading into the big announcement that we're making now.
Might as
I guess.
Well. Heck yeah.
We've been canceled.
Yeah, we've been canceled. October 30th, Regrettable Cruise 2 Electric Boogaloo. Yeah, so we're doing another Tiki Cruise. We're going to do it right this time. We got to get it right. Got to get it right this time. No, it was a great episode last one.
We could just have a lamp on the table. That would make my experience so much better.
I love lamp as well.
Yeah.
So we'll get a lamp on the table. Don't worry about that.
You'll be lamping. I promise. Right.
You will be straight lamping. Yeah.
That sounds bad. I don't know.
Get lamped out.
Those crazy words they use for sales stuff that they do.
All right. Do I have to scrape the barnacles off the boat now? Is that what this means?
That's right. So we're super excited for this one. Obviously, it's going to be Halloween themed. It's the day before Halloween. So yes. They're talking about fog machines and spooky stuff and Halloween decor and all that. We're going to be dressing up as something. Patrick's going to be the skipper.
I'm going to be a ninja.
You're going to be a ninja. I'm going homeless, so I don't have to do nothing. I can just go how I am. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. So tickets are going to be going on sale by the time this is released. You will be able to go on BrokenTiki.com and find some tickets for the Regrettable Cruise 2 Electric Boogaloo. Where I'm a hack, and
love
I'm leaning
it.
Into it.
No, I love it.
I'm leaning it's into perfect. It. So, yeah, very excited for that. Big things coming
Lots
for the Regrettable.
Yeah,
yeah, so looking at the Speakeasy, looking at Tiki Bar, looking at Tiki Boat.
I love it.
Yeah.
All your biggest comedians / entertainers were very hacky early on until they were able to finance their own way and they didn't need sponsors. They didn't need all that. Yeah. And then they could do it the way they wanted to.
So listeners, it's only bound to get better.
Exactly. Right? That's where I was going with that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'll get there one day, champ.
This is a process.
Let's go, champ.
Yeah. I hate you.
Yeah. I'm getting off on. Give me his mic. Yeah.
Give me a gold star for effort.
He's all right,
thanks,
dad.
Buddy. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. The problem is I had total control over this one. I wasn't no hand forced by the sponsor, so my hackiness was absolute integral.
It was welcomed.
That is Tyler. If you give him a little bit, he wants to total control. He wants to dominate. He wants to be the Stalin of everything, like this damn gender reveal party this week. I feel like I made a huge mistake asking Tyler to be the one to announce it. He's like, it's not about you, Patrick. It's definitely not about you, Caitlin.
So the man comes on the air, says, I'm going to do a poem.
No.
Yeah. And at the end, I'll just say what it is.
Yeah. Slam poetry.
And I'm like,
Poetry Slam, Def Jam Poetry Slam.
You need to call our stepbrother-in-law to do that.
He's a great
slam poetry.
That's right,
poetrist.
That's right. Poetrist. Stepbrother-in-law. I've never felt more removed from a person in my life. I'd be closer to the Easy
Mart. Right.
I'm closer to the Easy Mart employee I see every morning who sells me cigarettes, my stepbrother-in-law. What even is that?
Which I would love a rundown a little later. From I've not been to Easy Mart in like a week at least now. So, I'm off Easy Mart.
You're off the Easy Mart. How'd you go cold turkey though?
But man, it was one day I went there and I got gas, and it really just like I kind of had to look at myself a little bit and like, what am I doing? Where am I going in life? Like my friends, my family, like they all have to be so disappointed in me.
Right.
Yeah. And the intervention really needed to change my life. Then. I intervened myself. Yeah.
Well, you haven't been there in a while then. They've loaded the front counter with like creature comfort stuff and like quality of life things that it's like, I don't understand why you'd be going to Easy Mart to buy these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very odd, you know? You guys just sell Snickers and beer and gas and shut the hell up. Like, it shouldn't be any more than that.
But Titty's got his, like, sofa for sale there in front of the cashier.
Oh, yeah. There's this big grease stain on it. That man needs to wash his hair straight up. Titties is looking rough right now.
Yeah.
I saw him at another gas station, and he was wearing, like, a polo shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, stretched to the max, dude. He was busty that time.
I think I was telling y'all it was the monk of Dew Mountain. I went there one day and went to go check out, and he was like, "Hey, nice shirt." And I look at my shirt and I look at his shirt. We're wearing the same exact shirt.
Did you throw it away?
Now his had a few X's in front of the L compared to mine,
and it was covered in fermented jism.
There were a lot of unexplainable stains, you know. He could explain them. I didn't want to try.
Yeah,
I literally left, went home, threw the shirt right in the trash.
Oh yes.
Caitlin's like, I bought that for you. Like,
no, it's done.
Not even no explanation. Just, it's gone.
Burnt it.
Yeah,
The fire.
That guy steeps his shirts in some sort of, wet sweat mixture or something. That guy smelled horrible.
I wonder what he's doing now, though.
Yeah, I wonder that. I wonder that. Yeah,
I miss him a little bit.
Maybe he's like just rocking like cryptocurrency in his basement, like mining, mining cryptocurrency. Maybe God has.
He's
a ton
the guy
of money.
Invented that little hamster wheel. Mines cryptocurrency.
That's right. Just the amount of Mountain Dew bottles and cheeseburger wrappers and pizza boxes and
Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos. Oh man.
Dude shits ulcers, that's for sure.
Just clots.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe I should get this one checked out and put it in the bag with the rest.
In the empty Flaming Hot Cheetos bag.
Oh my gosh. But definitely look out for the Regrettable Cruise. If you're in the area and you want to go, purchase a ticket or just wait, a few weeks after, and we'll have the episode ready for you and stuff. So we're looking to do some more live stuff. We're talking to some dude who's like from North Dakota who's supposed to be, getting us a place here in the county we live in. But the guy is like, I don't know, he bought a beet farm or something like that, right? And he's working out the contract for it.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a fever dream?
What's your beet farm got to do with me?
Guy from North Dakota bought a beet farm in Arkansas. Like,
No, in North Dakota. That's why we can't negotiate with him. He's in North Dakota tending a beet farm when he's supposed to be down here putting us live at his venue. So hopefully we'll be able to iron that out soon. I got our social media / director / producer over here looking at me like,
just
stop talking about it. Well, I'm going to keep talking about it until we can meet with this yo-ho.
This beater.
This beater. But yeah.
What you do for a living, buddy?
Beats.
Beats. All right. I make beats. Yep. I eat, drink, and sleep beets. You guys want to
beets and beets accessories.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you one thing that I saw. It was like how children behave in supermarkets and stuff. You know, I've seen a lot of parents just get, doormat straight up. They can't control their kids in that environment.
Forget them, parents.
Yeah. Now, are you cool with, do you give them the benefit of the doubt and, like, take them to the side a little bit? Because this one, like, I was in the cat food aisle trying to pick out some cat food, and a lady was in there, and she had three kids with her, and they were just going nuts, just going insane, grabbing up on everything, putting their hands all over everything. And she was, like, trying to be nice about it, like, put it down. And, like, looked at me like, hi, squeezed by me and then went around to the next. But, of course, I could still hear. And she's like, what do we say when we're in Walmart? You don't touch nothing. You don't say nothing. You don't, like, leave your hand off the shopping cart, and this and that. And those kids just got put down, on it. And I loved it. I was like, okay,
Yeah.
I still had the courtesy to like take her, but I don't mind. Just scold your kids right in front of me.
Well, but that is the society we live in, where you have to like you have to be PC about it. You have to for everybody. You have to be like, all right, now that's enough. And you're like, God damn it! If you don't stop right now, I will literally cut you in half and bury you in the ground
through clenched teeth.
Yeah.
It's 2020. 60 years ago. If you were to be in a public place with kids that were acting up and it was just a woman and her children, and a man was in that situation, he'd be like, boy, or you know what I mean? He'd even turn them over their knee and whoop them.
Would you like me to kill that child for you? I'd gladly do it. Because I see you have seven others.
And she would thank him for it.
That's right.
Whereas
that's
now, if you even offered a strong word to them to settle, she may yell rape.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yes, absolutely.
You never know. You can't, especially as a large man.
Right.
You can't be in a situation.
One of the funniest
like that.
Things that I've ever seen involving Tyler was when you came and visited me one time. Mm-hmm. You were like 18. It was for our wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And you and my sister came down for the wedding, and you stayed for about a month or so afterwards. And we took you guys to the local Tex-Mex hot place in town, you know,
Papa Poblano's.
Back when there was one.
Now
there's like 36, and a McDonald's.
Right.
But in any case, you went there, and they had a fountain at this time. Now, all fountains have been canceled, I think, at this point.
Yeah, it's like offensive to homeless people or something?
It's like child molestation hot spot.
Oh, okay.
I think you might have... Like
I got wrapped up in it.
You were totally part of that.
No, there's kids in Texas that can't get fresh water.
What it is.
All kids, those kids.
Kid drowned in one.
No more water.
But you went up there, and there was like a fountain. It was like a wishing well type thing, and you like flicked a quarter. You had a wish to make, so you like flipped a nickel in there.
Yeah,
try to cheat the fountain. It's like it's quarters only, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And you flip a nickel in there.
That's what I noticed at the Chinese restaurant here in town. Not a quarter in that wishing fountain. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing.
Because they're fishing it out.
Okay. Absolutely.
Could be.
Yeah.
Maybe the patrons are cheap. That's
try to get a quarter in China, okay? See how that goes. But in any case, a little 5-year-old boy walks up, and he's like looking in the fountain. He's like, oh boy, I sure got a wish I'd like to make, but I don't have a quarter on me. And Tyler's like, I got you, bro. And he like pulls out a quarter and gives it to the kid. Instantly, like lightning, a lightning bolt, this kid's parents run over there and just snatch the kid away, and they're just looking at Tyler like, stop raping him.
They had to like leave their table, go out to the front, and then remember we were leaving, and they were like consoling the kid at like their Suburban. It's like, it's okay.
Yeah,
you know what, is he allergic to metal or something? Like, I mean, I guess I don't know, but yeah, like they snatched him up so quick. I put it in his hand, he was holding it, they like grabbed him, and like the quarter like flicked out of his hand into the... He didn't even get to make the wish.
No.
Aww.
And if I could just say, like a little PSA to parents, nobody wants to rape your kid.
No.
Nobody is attracted to your child.
No.
Nobody likes your child. Nobody wants to do anything with your child because your child's not special.
Yeah.
All right? Your child ain't worth nothing to nobody except you.
Right.
All right? You're the one who's probably, statistically, you're the one who's going to rape your child. All right? It's not going to be Tyler. All right? So just keep that in mind. If you're really worried about your child getting raped, look at yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
When you're pointing your finger at somebody, that means that at least three fingers are pointing back at you.
How many parents listen to this like, I'm a monster? What have I done? Just
or what am I going to do?
Yeah. What am I going to do?
Ask yourself.
Take me
question.
Away.
Yeah. Or
put me in chains.
Or they're looking at their spouse like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you're the other one.
Yeah, we're ruining some marriage right now. Some husband's just eating a sandwich watching, you know, da-na-na, da-na-na. Yeah. That woman just looking at him, glaring.
I know. That's why, like, we're doing this gender reveal thing, and if it's a girl, I am never going to see that girl naked. Not once.
Oh.
Ever.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
You're not going to change the diaper.
Not going to change it. I already told Caitlin, if it's a girl, I'm not changing the diaper.
Whoa.
I am not running into any risk of that.
What does she think of that?
That I'm a stupid fool.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some crevices there that are going to need some poop wiped out of it.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to be doing it blindfolded then. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So that is big. That's so, gross. I mean, you plan on what kind of, do you have any idea what kind of discipline you're going to be using? I'm afraid for Caitlin. Caitlin, you're going to have to be the helicopter pilot instead of the helicopter parent.
Yeah. She's going to be like the helicopter gunner. You know, Link, how do you shoot women and children? Well, you just don't lead them as much. All right.
Well, how? You got any plans yet? Read any books?
Yeah, absolutely.
Timeouts?
I got a few notes here. This is the conversation we had yesterday. Caitlin said naproxen. We're going to go ahead and get naproxen if it's a girl.
What's that?
Do you know? Are you familiar with this producer?
Talk to us.
Birth control. Caitlin's already like, if it's a girl, what kind of birth control are we going to get?
Well, we don't need NSAIDs for those pains. That's why.
This is a boy. We're going to go ahead and just chop the penis right off at birth.
Whoa. So that'll take care of the issues.
So we can focus on fighting?
Yeah.
So you're figuring out the birth control
spanking
for
it. No, she asked me. She's like, are we going to be spanking parents? Yes, we're going to be spanking parents. All right, we're going to be grab them by the neck.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Scruff. Lead them. Yeah, the scruff. I mean, dogs do it. Cats do it.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I? If it's good enough for a dog, it's good enough for my child.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting way ahead of our game.
Right.
Here's like a sample of the conversations we've had already. What kind of vehicle are we going to get them when they turn 16?
Yeah.
Definitely a truck. Okay. Something big. All right. So that protects them, but also makes it much more dangerous for everybody else on the roads.
Right.
You know?
But if you have a daughter, trucks have beds.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's a trade-off.
I've been there, bro.
But I also, like, if it's a daughter, she's going to get a regular cab with a manual transmission in it. That way, it's a regular cab, she can only have two people
in the vehicle. I drive stick.
Now that's it. I know, but have you ever tried?
You would rather her already know than when she learns with her boyfriend.
That's, well, yeah. Shut up. Don't talk about my child like that.
And if it's a boy, does it get a Prius? Is that the...
Yeah, the gayest. Sponsored by Zima.
Oh, my gosh.
No limo, a Zima.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
With the Jolly Rancher in it.
Yeah. It's really good, Dad.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I'm
I kind of hope that it's a girl, because a girl can only be pregnant with once at a time. You know, a dude, like, I could have a son. He's like, man, he's just like spreading his seed all over the place. Yeah. Yeah, he's irrigating everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's like a canal.
But
bro.
Isn't that, like, are we out of the times finally where you can, like, you know, you'd be like, that's all right, playa. Like, you can't say that to your own son?
No.
No?
No. Okay. I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know.
Like, when he comes out balling.
I mean, it depends. I got to ask myself, how young should I, do I want to be a grandpa?
Okay. Exactly. You know? What about the talk?
I don't know. I've kind of
leave it up to
the
curriculum.
Yeah. You know, hell, Nickelodeon. Okay. Yeah. They'll teach you the birds and bees nowadays.
Yeah. So. No, if you give him a phone early enough, he'll be like, Dad, let me sew you some shit.
Yeah, right. Nickelodeon. Yeah.
You ever seen The Japanese Businessman?
Slime.
Yeah, you get slimed.
Yeah, porn was so wholesome when I was a child.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's vehicles is a big one we've talked about already. And then birth control, for sure. If it's a girl, Caitlin says naproxen, which is like a patch or something, or injection. I when it comes to birth control, for most men, that is an absolute mystery. Like, I did not know what kind of birth control my wife used until we decided to get pregnant. I
found it in the garbage. It's like, what kind of drug is she on?
Yeah.
She got them good.
Yeah.
We decided to get pregnant, and I was like, so can we? Like, is that even a thing? What's been going on here?
Why are we not? Yeah.
13 years or whatever, you know? And that's when I found out about that. The cell phone is the biggie. Yeah. Like,
16.
Oh, gosh. But then the kid's a loser.
No, so he'll
I said
throw
12.
In the face.
12 is okay.
I said 12.
12?
But I think maybe like a phone with like restricted, like it calls and it texts.
Yeah.
You know.
That way you can hold them.
No Pornhub on it or nothing at 12 years old. No.
No XXX videos.
Kids are safer now than they were when we
call
didn't
me a
have
bad
cell phones.
Parent, but yeah.
Kids are safer now.
Why?
Tell
us
less
why.
Crime. Less crime in the United States by far.
Yeah. From, thank abortions for that, but.
Yeah, all right. Abortion green and crime friendly.
No,
I'm on every corner store.
I just give a quick shout out to anybody. Read Freakonomics. It's a great book about how weird economics can be. And these authors do say the reason that we're seeing such low, well, before 2020, the reason we saw such low violent crime rates was because of abortion, that all the shit people that would have been born, that would have become criminals as adults, were being aborted instead. You can take any of that out.
I might, because that book I know has a lot of racist connotations to it.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah,
so it's one of those, like, Breitbart, you shouldn't ever quote it or reference it. But it's whatever.
Well, when it came out, it was,
hood is showing.
It was a paradigm shifting experience.
Okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, crime's down lower. We're safer, you know, just with our medical nonsense, everything going on. So, you know, I think kids are safer now than they were when there wasn't cell phones. You know, and it was just be home, you ride your bike around, be home before lights out, even like cars and stuff with detection, auto stopping stuff. Like everything in the world has gotten safer since then. Yet parents are like, they need to have a self. I need to know where they're at. And
yeah,
this and that.
So you can put like
I understand
360
that.
App on their phone.
Right, right.
And stuff.
I'm not a parent, so I don't judge it. But if I'm like 16, 12-year-old don't need a 12-year-old, get on the bike, roll down to the something or other. I mean, he can't call you if he's drowning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
he better. There ain't no excuses not to call me. All right, not to answer when I call.
You've resuscitated me. Spits out the water. You go, where have you been? Yeah.
Why didn't you send me a text? Yeah. Let me know what you're doing.
Yeah. So okay, well, I'm not gonna butt in on that, but yeah. So 12 seems crazy.
I don't know,
to
but
me.
I mean,
what year? Okay, how old are you? 12. I mean, not how old are you? What grade are you? 12? What grade are you? At 12.
Seventh. 12. Eighth.
Eighth grade.
Eighth
yeah.
grade.
Yeah. yeah. But I mean, here's the thing to me, though, is that as much as I reject, as much as
this is a constant distraction when she starts getting bored with the
this
conversation.
This is like being in the movie It, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rolls hits you, it's an eyeball,
like a balloon's gonna float by me at some point. Yeah. But you know, as much as I reject like social, what's the conspicuous consumption? This like. That like you gotta look good to be good, or you know what I mean? Like
you're
keeping
get your
up
baby
with the Joneses,
chain? Okay?
You got keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing. Like if you have a kid nowadays that's 12 years old and does not have a cell phone, like he's gonna be that he or she's gonna be made fun of as being a poor kid. You know, if
just
if
dress them up
their,
in the nicest stuff, then
you're buying their clothes. Maybe
compensate other ways
for it. Yeah, where they look fresh, like none of their clothes are from Walmart, but they don't got a cell phone.
Raise them to be witty enough to be like, psh, I don't need that.
Yeah, I hope so.
I imagine I don't see how your child will not be raised witty with you three, and I mean you and your wife as parents,
and then more importantly, more importantly, yeah,
Tyler's
no.
The
if it's a boy, man, coming over, pot pies. And I'm buying a Super Nintendo. I'm buying a Super Nintendo for my house, but for the kid.
That's because that's G-rated entertainment.
Absolutely. And it's it'll be. Can I go to?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to Uncle Tyler.
Yeah, Uncle Tyler's house. Play that. We got some progress to make.
Hey, you may be cool enough to be called Uncle Ty.
I want to be Unk.
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 I call my Uncle Grady Unk.
Unk. Yeah. I'm being Unk.
But it's like, man, dude, kids are so, they're like weak-minded, you know, they're simple, they're simpletons,
yeah, can't
you
think
know?
For themselves,
easily peer-pressured and affected by the opinions of others, so that's the one thing I told Kaylin, is we ain't buying none of their clothes from Walmart, okay, because kids are smart enough, they'll notice that, and I never thought about that really until...
Well, what age, though, because...
I mean, like...
A baby
like,
don't matter.
Right, 8 years old on kind of thing, you know?
You're going to be throwing out a lot of Nikes, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. And just going to have to teach them. I like to take care of the stuff that I have. You know, I have a lot of things that I've had a long time because I've taken care of them, and I want to pass that on, you know?
You got it from our stepdad, I think.
Yeah.
Our stepdad has, like, jackets from 1983.
I know. He was the first time I was, like, ever told him, I was like, well, I'll treat it like it's my own. He's like, no, don't do that. Treat it like it's mine. Okay. good point.
Yeah. He used to patch together jackets, like, with old other clothing that kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has socks like from when the Soviet Union was still around,
still good.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the gender reveal party.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what exactly I'm going to do yet. I was thinking about a pinata, beat it down, and then have it filled with like 1,000 pieces of paper, and one of them has the... So you got to go through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some kind of work. Make them work
like,
for it.
It's going to be awkward. Like, I don't know, if it's not a boy, like, I'm going to have to have a conversation with our school district, because we had a little like tussle over one thing recently, and the agreement that was figured out afterwards is that, okay, I will back off from this thing, but my boy is going to be the quarterback in his junior and senior years for the local school district. So if it's not a boy, I got to figure out something.
Right. Well, like, if you had a girl, you could just convince it it's a boy. For a while, and then it'll be ready for that.
I could be a total f up for sure as a parent, yeah, and do that.
Yeah.
Like that headline I saw the other day in Business Insider. Okay, I read a lot of Business Insider because it usually has good news. And then I saw the headline. You writing that one down?
Yeah.
I saw the headline that was like, my 4-year-old girl wanted to be a boy, and so I let it be a boy, and it was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
That's as much as I want to say about that.
All right.
Because
I picked up a catcher's mitt or something and did that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, wanted a boy's haircut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were going through a book of haircuts, and the girl was like, I want that haircut. That and then one. The parents were like, oh, so you want to be a boy? You're a boy now.
And 20 years ago, I want that one. Shut up. Yeah. You can get with the one I choose for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm cutting your hair myself. Yeah. All right.
The bowl.
Yeah, the bowl.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm super excited. I'm super excited for the kiddo. Boy or girl, I'm gonna have some stuff ready for it.
Nice.
I think, yeah. I'm gonna get the Super Nintendo
shoot something. Like,
you'll be able to shoot something. Trust me. Trust me.
It just shoot. It doesn't even have to be something that reveals the gender of the child.
Right.
Like, it just,
you gotta understand how excited
fire guns
I am.
In the air. Like when the Taliban took over Kabul, they got to shoot guns in the air. This is the same thing.
But the ones where I've seen where those guys are shooting around, like in celebration, they usually end up shooting their uncle or something.
Yeah, it's like you know,
yeah. Gross, no. I showed you that one.
Yes,
I think.
You did.
Oops. Yeah. It's a family reunion,
four
just got a lot
shot,
smaller.
Yeah. My wife's mom will be there. Whoops.
Yeah, dirty bastard.
ODB.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. You have to understand why I'm excited, and I want to take control of that.
Yeah,
man, I don't have anything to be excited for in this age. I'm getting a vacuum cleaner today. I'm stoked. Like, I've never been more excited to have like an item received.
Not just a vacuum cleaner.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
a robot. A robot
cleaner.
Yeah. I got the little Wish Roomba. I got a Wish Store Roomba, and I'm ready for it to take care of all my worries.
It's gonna be as big as a hockey puck.
Yeah, I know. Requires 2 AAAs.
Yeah.
Oh man, don't say that.
No, it's still got like the charging port, right?
Yeah.
It's smart enough to go back
to it. Yeah, you can.
It maps out the room on the first
That's awesome.
It's gonna take care of all my woes, man. I'm just gonna kick back, watch that thing. Like, what you doing tonight? Watching that go, it's fun. Put my drink on it.
Cats,
hey, get over here.
Me and the cats got some entertainment.
Yeah. I've seen ones where it's like this actual robot that like does your laundry, cleans up with its
like it's a sex robot.
That can
also vacuum.
Yeah, right.
You know, clean your house at the same time.
Robot, could you come in here? You come in. You got the jar. You're naked with a jar of peanut butter. The robot's like, ugh. This again. Spread it on me.
Suck the dirt off the floor and the chrome off the trailer.
Yeah, that's right.
You're dirtying your house up just to have the robot go around and clean it.
Oh, it's going by. What a brush up against me.
Dirty robot.
I might have sex with this Roomba now that you think about it. It's got a compartment that I can fiddle around with. Yeah.
Put a fleshlight in there.
Yeah. No, it's. This is my girlfriend. Speaking of what though, Super Nintendo, it's Nintendo 64's 25th anniversary today.
Wow.
So that brings a lot of memories back, man. That was the golden age.
007.
007.
Was it GoldenEye?
GoldenEye.
You guys mentioned on the radio this morning, I had to leave a little early today. I got texts from three, maybe it was four different, at least three different people who were listening who were going all kinds of, we're nerding out on our on a 64 talk this morning. Absolutely.
Yeah, we had like 60 seconds to talk about it. We turned it in like 9 minutes.
Yeah, so, whoops. We went over. We went like, way we gotta over. Do all this stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I could have beat Goldeneye in that time.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so classic, man. Do you remember first seeing those graphics, son?
Oh, it was
like
ridiculous.
Hooking it up because I think we rented it or something the first time and got it home and it was like, whoa, what is this? You
and
know?
The PS2 came, or the, I'm sorry, the PlayStation came out before the 64,
I think,
right?
So, yeah.
But it was still like all the games. I think obviously the PlayStation has better graphics capabilities than the 64 does, but all the games that came out were like dark and gritty and stuff. All the 64 games were really bright and colorful and just very vibrant. Yeah. And so it was the 64, I don't know, it like captured people's imagination and attention so much more than the PlayStation did when it came out.
You were the first person I think to watch play it, and you were playing like Super Mario 64, Pilot Wings or one of those, and I was just like, I didn't even want the controller. I was happy. It was just cross-legged, just
watching it,
you know, like that. And that scares me nowadays. That's what's, I see it every day. Every kid that's plopped in a shopping cart is has the same face
in,
that I made when I watched this crazy thing that we had to rent once every few months or something. It's not right here.
Those games were legit. Like the closest my wife and I ever came to divorcing was after a game of Mario Kart 64.
The Battlegrounds, right?
Yeah,
whatever it was.
On the, Battle.
Yeah, Battle.
Yeah,
with the balloons.
And I would always play Toad. She hated Toad.
Oh yeah, well Toad is a cheat.
Oh yeah.
First off,
let's go.
Yeah,
here we go.
And it's and what was it? Whatever. I just hated Donkey Kong, bro.
I hate Donkey Kong, dude.
He'd make when you pass him,
and he was
so big. You.
He was like the biggest, so he could. When you could, he would just like strike people and make them
flatten
spin
them
out.
Flatten them out.
And he had an infinite supply of bananas.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. He was Donkey Kong, so they gave him infinite bananas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he'd be spewing them all over the place.
Right. And, or it was Toad, I'm the best.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Man, my son keeps asking for the PS5, so I just handed him TMNT. And said, beat this game.
Oh,
no problem, boy. I'll buy you
classic,
one.
Classic.
Little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah.
Old school tough, right there.
This game was tough.
Old school. Or Contra without the unlimited
Contra
lives.
Yeah. The Contra code.
Contra code.
Yeah. But 64 was so good. I got lost in Super Mario 64.
Yeah. Was that the one Zelda, with the different town, like the different dots that you rolled to?
No, so you're thinking of like, you're old.
I'm old.
Old
shut up.
Yeah,
I know I'm old.
Bro.
That's Super Mario World.
This
was Mario 64. World 64.
Okay. Yeah, dude.
I never played
so
that.
So many. You had the slides, like those games that you'd have to beat records on slides.
Yes.
And all the different, the water one was crazy with the big eel in it. And the castle itself.
The first level was fantastic when you got to go up like this mountain and then you got the big
King Bob-omb.
Yeah, Bob-omb. Yeah. You got to sling them off the side or whatever. Yeah.
And then he'd sling you. You'd go all the way down and when you hit the ground, it was like, you remember that noise he'd make?
You could do the long jump. I remember that.
When you mastered it, because it was like, bah, like you had to click two things at once.
It's like kinda. Trigger and B.
But one before the other.
Don't make too many of these sound effects that sound so good, because I swear Nintendo will strike our podcast down because we stole their sounds. They're all over the place.
That's right.
It's a la mia, Mario.
Oh, man.
The dog on the chain, which was a common.
Oh, yes.
It's freaked me out. Like, I remember when I was still a little kid when I was playing it, and you'd be, you know, there'd be like a little dark cave or something. You'd just walking along, and all of a sudden, like it would, right at the end of the chain, would be that.
It would leap at you, and the chain would
thing.
Become taut, like, right in front of
you're
your
like,
face.
Ah!
Yeah, for sure.
I'm definitely old school because the original Mario Brothers Water World was the best one.
Mm. Oh yeah,
where
yeah,
it was
yeah, yeah.
2D and you just
level
swam
three, yeah.
like level three.
That was so good though.
Oh yeah,
because you went through the first one, then it was that under do 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 do.
Oh yeah,
do 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 do, and then right into the underwater one. bomb. But the do you remember the ice level, the snow level in 64? I used to take, do you remember the penguins? And it was mama penguin. You had to find the baby penguin. I think I got in trouble by mom when she was watching me play, and I would take the penguin and then drop it off the side of the map.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't do those anymore. Dang. Okay, I'm going to get trademarked.
Oh, such great games. Yeah. 007, GoldenEye was so good. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Revolutionize. That's
the game that made double player.
Was it the original first-person shooter?
Yes, I was going to say that. I don't know if it... No, where you played against other people. Yeah,
right.
For sure, I think so.
Like, or it might have been something before. Because you had
Doom. Doom was a first-person shooter, for
Right. For first-person shooter, not the originator.
Counter-Strike, maybe. Was before.
Yeah, but that was all too, like, that was...
Split screen, maybe.
That was the original, like, Call of Duty.
Screen. Yeah, and that was, like, computer. Like, computer was doing crazy things before N64 was even around. Like, that N64, you get it, you know, middle school or like, elementary school, like, sleepover, slumber. Everybody's playing on the split screen and stuff,
they
taking turns.
Four outputs right in the thing. You didn't have to buy a connector.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Man, no doubt.
Oh, man. They used to just... You sold the damn thing, and that was it. You didn't have to go back and purchase other crap.
Yeah,
Until the Wii, man. Yeah, yeah. And then
the Wii. You talked about the fact that the Wii was the biggest scam ever,
biggest con in video gaming history. Absolutely. To play anything, you'd have to go. You'd be like, you'd buy a game, go home, and then realize you don't have the proper attachment for it. You know,
right?
Like I said, you want to play the bowling game? Well, you got to go buy the Wii bowling ball.
Wii boxing.
Yeah,
With the Wii boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Where was Wii Cuck? I want to play like. I want to play like other games, like more adult Wii games, like Wii Domestic Battery or something.
Yeah,
Wii B&E. You get put in Wii jail. You had one, didn't you? Didn't you buy one? And didn't you have a tub? Of accessories. It was like
the rock star game. The Guitar Hero.
You
came
suck.
With drums at that point and all kinds of other crap.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now I still have the Wii actually, but I never bought more than the little. It comes with the stick, the remote thing, and then you got like a little toggle thing that attaches to it. Mm-hmm. The only thing extra I ever bought was like it's like a replica of the original or like the Super Nintendo controller.
Oh yeah.
So you could play. You had to buy that before you could play the like Super Nintendo games on there. But I had a friend who had literally, I mean, every attachment. He had tennis rackets.
Right.
He had guns that he would slip the remote thing into.
I remember a friend he had a big tub that was full of white Wii accessories, junk.
Yeah. I remember the
future
gun,
garbage.
Just plastic.
There was a rifle that came with Big Game Hunter.
Yeah, yeah,
remember that one?
And it was, you still had to have the control.
Yeah, you
the
stuck
thing
it in
to
there.
Slip in there. Yeah.
Yeah, so it really was useless. It didn't actually, it was just plastic pieces that you would put the controller in. They still functioned without it. Yeah.
But only cost $59.99.
Right.
You know,
that's it.
Now you're holding
that's
a gun.
That's right. And I remember people like, well, the Wii, it's cheap. It came out at the same time as the as 360, and the PS3, and people were like, "Well, if you can't afford those, you get the Wii." And it's like, man, the Wii's going to cost you three times as much as either one of those systems. You know, by the time you get all the stuff to play the game,
is that Wii Fit one that had like that base thing that you'd have to buy that was like $100.
Okay. We did the UFC trainer on the Wii Fit, and that was fun. I mean, it was good. Yeah. It'd give you some striking pointers.
Is that a choke a motherfucker out
no,
on Wii?
No, striking knees, things of that nature.
Okay.
But
knees?
Yeah.
My favorite Wii game ever, though, is one of my favorite games in all-time history was Manhunt. For the original Xbox, and again, it's just one where you just like hunt men. It's very straightforward.
Right.
But
that's we have a friend who's always like, "Oh, what's that game? What's that game where you
the
like
one where you're like a man and you hunt people?
Yeah,
and Manhunt, bro.
Manhunt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
But they came out with a sequel, but it was only for Wii. And this game, if you remember it, like you'd pretty much play the game like sneaking up on people and killing them in various ways. You might have like a sickle or a hammer,
a plastic bag.
Glass shard, you know, and the longer
Wii wasn't about that, was it?
Well, it not originally, but the sequel came out for that, and they had the sequel. It was the original was like the longer you like snuck behind somebody, the crazier of a kill you could do on them, you know? And the Wii one, it was totally like via the input of the remote. So if you went to stab somebody, you would literally stab with the Wii remote.
Right.
And you, as many times as you could shake that thing in that little period of time, that's how many times you'd stab them on the screen.
That's
so it'd
hilarious.
Be like, you'd be like a Mexican cartel stabbing somebody like 136 times in the face in
right,
that
right.
game, you know?
Right. That was a good one. Like, again, you sneak up quick on somebody with like the piano wire and you just kind of like choke them to death. Then like you sneak up on like a medium amount of time, then it's a little more gruesome, and then you sneak up on him for a while and then trigger it, and you like he like goes to the knee, you put your knee in his back and just saw his head off with the piano wire.
Nice.
Like that
plastic bag, that's when I learned as a child that you could kill a person with a plastic bag.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
if you wait till it's red, it makes their eyes pop out afterwards.
They're just like yeah. Crazy. That game was nuts.
That game is nuts.
Yeah.
It was a fun one though.
Classic.
It was fun.
Classic. Oh man. Well, what do you guys
it was so gritty, man, because it was a lot of sneaking, hiding in the shadows, you know.
Right.
I learned a lot of really bad words from
yeah.
that video game. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Playing at like 13 years old.
And it was like rednecks, right? Like talking real Deliverance style.
They'd be yelling in the shadow, not realizing you're in the shadow.
Yeah,
they're yelling, "I can smell your mongrel blood from a mile away.
I'm gonna
find you."
And yeah. Crazy. It's very scary. Well, I got a question lined out, or should we wrap it up? What do you think?
This question's probably good.
All right, question for
you. I don't know how much of this you can use anyway. It's a lot of pretty regrettable.
The regrettable stuff.
Regrettable.
Oh, everything's getting used. I'll bleep out your cuss word there. I'll leave mine
this
in.
This will be released in October.
Yeah, it will be. All right, regrettable. Let me.
We got the gender reveal this Saturday. By the time most people listen to this, I still won't know what the baby is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm the only one, dude. It's an honor having this type of burden on me.
Again, I almost can't believe that they did. They are very much the couple that would not allow that much power over
they
them.
Know.
So they would look and then say, "Oh, we didn't look." And then together they know.
Why
but
you don't
now
call us out like that?
The package was so secured
perfect.
And taped and stapled.
They're the ones that did that.
They just got handed a slip and they were like, "Well, now
exactly.
you know,
we gotta make it look real."
Absolutely. Well, here's your question. Our question. More relationship advice today.
Haven't they had enough?
Yeah, I know. Sponsored by Laura Lindley, attorney at law. And
I killed my girlfriend in a national park in Utah, and I've hit her body.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Where should
too soon, bro?
Oh, sorry.
Or it's like I like to beat my wife up in Wii boxing. All right. Caught my girlfriend cheating and I cannot cope. Please help. So long story short, I found texts on my phone from last night texting her friends things like, "He pounded me. I got some of the best and I can't walk now," and this and that. I'm disgusted, confronted her. It was her ex, who I've always felt inferior to, like she just had gotten over him. Had never gotten over him, even over a year. By the way, this is like 20 and 21 old, and they've been dating for like less than a year. I'm distraught. I don't even have anybody else in my life I can talk to about this. Can you please help?
Go to regrettable.
Yeah, weird one. She says she's really sorry and wants to try and win me back. But, you know, so first off, man, you felt inferior to this dude beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, you're the... He's the ex.
Yeah.
All right.
You won.
Have the power. Oh, she left you to be with me. All right. Yeah. You won. You're the winner. Okay.
Yeah.
Act like it a little bit.
So when I one of my first like real girlfriend was somebody that I she was dating somebody and I took her from him, and he always wanted to fight me and this and that, and I was always like, "I'm good, player. I feel bad for you. I'm a sportsman. You know, I wanted to help him back up." Because I won already. Why would I need to go any further with it?
I think when Cardi B says, "I like texts from my exes looking for a second chance," she don't give him a second chance because she's with somebody better.
Yeah,
all right?
True. If he likes
one day
her,
she might work up to me.
And maybe he likes her stank more, you know, like she's stanky, dude. I'm telling you.
You believe that she is a stinky
She
person.
Smells like an Asian fish market. I'm telling you. In the sun, Phoenix. But
don't you dare.
All right.
Don't you dare
that's
say another
thing. She's on your list.
Yeah, number one.
All right.
Number one
yeah,
on the
yeah.
list. What's number one on Caitlin's list, just out of curiosity?
I think it's Cardi B, too.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Okay, all right.
You lucked out there.
Eiffel Tower. But so what do you guys think? I mean, like, first of all, you're young enough. You haven't been dating long enough. I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, so she cheated on you. It's going to happen. It's called life. It's definitely going to happen at some point to just about everybody, I think, right?
Yep. I'm going to say, like, welcome to your new life as a cuckold.
Yeah, he sounds like he's about ready to take on that.
You've,
like,
you're defeated already.
Yeah, you've defeated. Yeah. You're not going to be like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to go do this now.
Yeah,
like,
go since bang your best friend.
Yeah, you're feeling you can't cope with it.
Yeah, just ask your wife to brush her teeth before you kiss her anytime. Oh, or not wife, sorry, girlfriend or whatever. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you going over to his place tonight, honey? Come on now.
Well, I got the dishes. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She just slams the door on him like mid sentence. I got the dish.
Oh,
all
man.
Right. All right.
There's a couple of things in this.
Yeah.
First off, he always felt inferior. She just proved he is inferior.
If he was, if
she went back to him after he has felt inferior,
right?
And she probably said, "He's nobody you got to worry about, babe."
Yeah. Did you bring that up to him? Well, I just kind of feel like, you know, was it you know,
high
school
football
quarterback?
Is this an argument y'all have had over this past year?
Right.
That you got a text from your boyfriend. Did you respond? No. But why is he texting you?
Right.
Your ex-boyfriend. Sorry. You know what I mean? And then it's
he's 6'5".
Well, I've always felt inferior because I'm shorter than him, or he don't look as good. I look as good, or whatever.
Yeah. He's 5'2".
Now she's got in her head, well, my man don't think he's as good as my ex-man, so maybe I go check out again and see if my ex-man is as good as my man.
Right. Reality.
Yeah.
My advice is stop listening to Regrettable. Regrettable's for winners.
Okay? Exactly.
Oh.
Yes.
Dang. Not losers.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, I can't blame. Who knows? Maybe his girlfriend's ex is like 6'5", half Dominican, half African. You know, just a sportsman. You know, the real beefy big guy. It'd be hard. But then again, you can't feel. I mean, you got her, right?
Yeah.
So you got to feel like something's.
I'm thinking the girlfriend's ex is the one that turned him on to Regrettable.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm thinking.
Said,
that's the winner.
Here, you can listen to this. I'll take your girl.
Dang, I'll say, like, but the seal's been broken. Like, that's the thing.
It'll turn into the norm now.
Yeah.
You needed this.
I don't know. It would be the thing. It's like my wife told me if she ever like found out I was cheating on her or something, that would be it. Because she's like, there's no way that relationship could ever continue with that amount of doubt and suspicion
and distrust.
Distrust. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Right. And again, I think it's one of those things. It's probably like murder. You know, a lot of people commit murder. They probably committed it. Commit more afterwards, you know?
Yeah, your recidivism.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're gonna...
you can't... It's like a Dorito. You can't just have one.
Yeah. You know? You can't move past it either. Who knows on either of their sides, like in 5 years down the road, they're married and they have a big explosive argument. It's like, well, you fuck Jamal.
Yeah, exactly. But he's Dominican. But no.
Yeah, I imagine this guy's name's like Arthur or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or Doug.
It's Arthur Doug Simpson.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, her ex is Makembe Mutombo or whatever.
Exactly.
That's why you need this ribbon. You need to go and just get smashed with your friends. I know you said you got nobody right now. Say you gotta can't be
you gotta
acting
have
like
somebody.
That.
Yeah.
You gotta
have, and that's the other thing. If you ain't got nobody, then you obviously don't need a girl.
Right.
You a loser.
Yeah. Right.
You ain't got nobody.
Nobody.
Start fresh, man.
Start with friends. Start building up from the bottom up if you can.
Yeah.
You know, and just try and move past it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And shake it off, laugh it off, because this is going to be something that just does not.
I can't finish my train of thought
because there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, we got people showing up at the door like
it's
they
like
got
Cirque du Soleil in here.
Exactly.
People doing flips.
Exactly. So, but no, here's the deal. You made a point early on, it's a year in, not even a year in. If Laura did this, if she decided to go back to her ex-husband, now I'm 10 years in, there's not a damn thing I could do about it. Think about it.
Right.
So why would I then put any more effort into worrying about it?
Right.
If she made that decision, I can't do anything about it.
Right. Grown woman.
Yeah, she's grown. So let her make that decision and go move on. Like you said, reset, move on about your life.
See, now I just don't even... It must be harder now because now you got your ex-girlfriend. She's all over your social medias. You open up
that's
your
true
phone.
That's true, too. It's going to be harder.
You know, pictures of her, you know, yeah, getting greased on. And
yeah. Very
look like she just got off a shift at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right.
She's wearing his McGrease pants.
Yeah, it's the McGrease shirt.
Yeah.
In his mirror. Oh, dude.
All she's got is this team leader badge on.
That's right. Oh, what a bad. So, yeah, so it's like, you know, before maybe in the 80s or 90s, you break up with a girl and you don't have to ever see her again. And now you have to, like, pop a bing, you know, little notification. Here's your girl with the entire team.
Yeah. My advice, I don't know, like, I'm pretty certain, like, Buddhist temples are still taking, like, new recruits and stuff, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so either bury your head in the sand in a Buddhist temple, or you're going to have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on to the next one and just realize that you needed this. Clearly not the one. You know,
take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror, man. It ain't never too late. People don't change. They really don't change, but they can. Okay.
Right.
And take a look at yourself in the mirror, you know, if there's some whatever you're thinking you're inferior about compared to this other guy, hell, maybe you can work on it, you know?
Right.
Man, work out a little bit. If you got something that, you know, maybe you're a little small or something not working out for you, there's other things you can do to compensate for it.
You better start doing push-ups with your tongue.
Buy a big truck or something, you know? I don't. There's something you can do, all right?
Right, right.
But I don't think it's going to be with her anymore. Like, you just need to go ahead. You need to take the high road right now. Yeah. Get away from this chick because she's broke the seal and you can never trust her again.
Yeah, and you're writing in and asking, so do you really ever feel like you could trust her again?
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely not.
At all.
Not.
Yeah.
So
not at
trying
all.
To win you over?
Yeah.
Just say you lost the game.
Get
like
some
it's done.
Get some head, some to-go head.
I had a dream.
Let her go.
Yeah, there you go.
I had a dream that my wife, not too long, a few months back, had a dream that my wife was cheating on me with one of my best friends. We were like in the dream, we were all camping, and they were like, I caught him in the tent doing it. And in the dream, I was just like, okay. Yeah. Just turned around, and I was like, that's it. That's it.
Right.
Then, yeah, you know?
You can't, well, yeah.
And I'll just tell you how much that distrust thing, every time I see that guy in real life now, I'm like,
yes, it triggers something.
Son of a
that's
bitch.
Funny.
Yeah,
that's
I have fantasized that's about funny. Cheating or somebody. I'm catching somebody cheating on me, you know, and then I'm like, okay, you know, and I just close the door behind him, throw a towel at the bruh, and like he comes out. They come out, and I'm just sitting there on the on the couch, like looking at him. And they're like, "What you got that lawnmower blade for?"
I'd kill you with it.
No,
yeah,
not
that's
like that.
Another option. Crime of passion is very much an out.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting there on the couch.
Sorry. No, you're good.
I'm sitting there on the couch like, you know, ready to talk about it or something like that. Or just be like, all right, you know, I don't know. Just handling it like level-headed, which I know wouldn't happen for most people, I don't think.
But crime of passion takes like, often, it completely takes the death penalty off the table. But crime of passion will take like, go from a life sentence to like 25 to life kind of situation.
Right.
Because it's not premeditated, I guess, or something.
Right.
Or like 2 years probation, you know?
Yeah.
That'd yeah, just sweet. Don't do it again.
Right. What I don't understand is it's always the person who they cheated on with, you know, that's getting knocked out or beat up or something or killed maybe.
Well,
like it's instead of the spouse.
I couldn't punch Laura.
Right.
So if it was her cheating on me with somebody, I could not punch Laura. I would not be upset with the guy if it was not a guy that I knew at all.
Just random from
just
a bar.
Just rando. I wouldn't care.
Right.
If it's somebody I knew, then we would have to have a discussion.
Oh, yeah. So that's if that's some premeditated, then I can understand
exactly.
that.
That like
a
new,
random.
Knew me. Knew us. That knew me. If one of my friends or something. You know, we would have to have a discussion.
If it was random from a bar and he was like, you're married?
Exactly.
You know,
even if he was.
You might even.
It's like, you married? Okay, it's cool. But he don't know us.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I think a lot of people might still, a good person's still going to be a little turned off by that. You know?
I agree.
If they were to find it, you know, I'd hate to kill somebody that was like, I didn't know.
Right.
You
know? Right.
Very true.
Very true.
I'm not going to kill anybody for that. I wouldn't kill anybody.
Right.
But I would definitely, if it was, again, let's say if it was Tyler, I'd be like, we don't want to meet in a dark alley.
Right.
You know, ever again. Because we're going to talk about it.
Right. It's kind of called a crime of passion, though, because you really don't know how you're going to act
in
until that situation. You That's bust true, yeah. in. You're just like a long, like 12-hour shift up here at the old radio station, you know.
Yeah.
You're wiping the coal off your forehead. And you bust.
Got the black lung pop.
Yeah. All your, you got like a thing of flowers for your wife. Like, honey, I'm sorry, I'm so late. Maybe you picked up some lunch or some dinner on the way home. You know, you went to Swiss Chalet and got like a nice little meal.
And she's doing something with him she never done with you before.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh.
She wouldn't do that because it hurts her back.
Yeah. And then you light the whole house on. You lock the door and light the whole house on fire. You weren't in your right mind. You weren't in your right mind.
Passion's white heat. We forgive you.
Yeah. That's true. And then if you call the police, say, hey, my house on fire. Then you could get away with you didn't really know what she was doing in the moment. Like, you was like temporary insanity.
Yeah.
Get a nice
insurance check.
It's a fugue state.
Because if you call and say, hey, my house is on fire, then you didn't know the trouble you could be in when the police get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's the whole
all right, dude. Well,
insanity defense. I'm going with
You're going with it, and my suggestion to you, man, don't freak out. But if you do, Laura Lindley, attorney at law, will no, she ain't going. She's going to help you out.
No.
And that's why if you're a woman listening to this, thinking, you know, if you're a woman and catch your husband cheating on and you kill both of them, you're going to prison for the fool. Like, no woman has ever got off on a crime of passion before.
Right, right.
Only
up
for
until
men.
then they're rational.
Yeah.
Got him. All right, let's call it there, huh? Hey, bud, grow a pair, and just get it done. You know, go out, go to the bar,
go try to see if you can bang your best friend.
That's bang him.
Oh, send
him. Let him know what he's missing.
Yeah.
And buy a 64. All right, you might have a lot of spare time on.
That's right. That's right. You walk home. You got to wipe it off your thing there, and then get home. Sit down. Play some Super Mario 64 and forget about it.
Now the guy that was that your wife was cheating on is now cheating on with you. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Now you've got your wife back.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. Showed
that's
her.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You wouldn't do it with me. Well, he will.
I got to take a shower after this conversation.
That's an interesting way to handle being cheated on. Just flip your orientation. Flip his.
You just jump right in the middle of it.
See, I don't know if that was me, though. I think that would be a point of pride. Yeah, all my exes turned gay.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's going to do it, man. What a great episode. Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen, Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochatown Distilling Company, The Speakeasy, Ashley, Tiki Bar and Boat.
Man.
And
Gaston.
Gaston. And this and that. So thanks to everybody who supported the podcast. Thanks to all the listeners and all that. Next episode, episode 40. So I got to call that out. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So 40,
seriously?
Dude. Yeah, 40.
You know, episode 52 will be a whole year's worth.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
That's technically truth.
We may have a week or so.
Actually, we did miss one
so
week.
So 53 weeks.
But we did like three in one week, though, or something. Two or
we
something.
We might have made it up.
Week.
I'll have to look
at
it.
We've not missed one week of.
You technically should be able to miss another week, 2 weeks vacation, put out 50 episodes a year.
There
that
you
would
go.
Be my expectation.
There you go.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. So now I only got one now.
What most podcasts do is that, like, on Labor Day or something, they'll like play one of their old episodes.
That's a good point.
Best of hits.
Or best of. Yeah.
Best of the hits. All the relationship advice with domestic violence.
Every question tagged together.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go.
They'll never ask a question
there
again.
We go. Yeah, and that's why I'm getting less and less of them now because people I don't really want to air my dirty laundry and have
they
it
made
fun
of. They will roast me. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And our lead sponsor does not defend criminals.
Right. Well, you ask a question, you come correct. Just give me the situation. Yo, she cheated on me and this and that, so I did this, and then I went to Applebee's and whatever, and not like,
Do us a favor. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you're the criminal, let the victim know that Laura Lindley will,
there you go.
Represent them.
There you go.
So. Do the right. You've been doing wrong
right
this far, do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Be a man.
Oh, by the way, I watched, never mind, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Marissa Tomei was on something Laura was watching with lawyers in it, and I forgot what.
Okay,
Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
He was an attorney.
Yeah.
I can't remember now.
Marissa Tomei.
That's all
right, we all got to go.
That's all I was thinking.
I just want to say Cardi B does cardio, all right?
She works it out. All right, thanks, everybody, and that was the regrettable thing there. No, you're fine. For Jay and that one, I'm this one.
Peace.
Bye.